Surrender. It took me a long time to understand the true meaning of surrender. Up until early sobriety, I don't think that I ever heard or even was remotely familiar with the concept of letting go instead of fighting or opposing whatever came my way. If I didn't agree with something, something went wrong, someone argued with me, I yelled, disagreed, or sulked about whatever it was. Surrendering or giving in any way just wasn't something I or anyone around me seemed to ever do. The first time I ever surrendered without an agenda or without trying to control the outcome was the moment my friend Tunde gave me the AA number on the 23rd of July, 1998. That day became my first day of sobriety over two decades ago. It was then that I gave up and surrendered to something unknown, a plan that I had no clue what it was or what it would be. But still, in early recovery, I didn't really act any different than before. I continued to resist. It was like a subconscious default setting. It was how I operated. If someone asked me to do something, I didn't want to do it. If someone had an opinion, I didn't want to agree. If something didn't go my way, I would do whatever I could, yell, cry, throw tantrums to get what I wanted. Since then, I have discovered that it was really a way to feel heard. If I made a fuss, then people would notice me. Living like this was so much work. As the years went on, what I learned in AA slowly changed how I perceived and reacted to life. Slowly, my idea of surrender started to shift. First, I learned about step three. Then, in the beginning, I really had trouble understanding what it meant. Step three reads, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Step three, 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. It is a basic teaching of surrender, yet so difficult to actually put into practice. I learned throughout the years that it is really crucial to have some idea of what God means to you before you can actually apply this principle. I didn't, but I tried anyway. I was determined, and I just kept on moving forward and trusting that I would discover how to turn my will over to God one day. We were also taught the 24-hour rule in AA. When upset, wait 24 hours to respond. For example, if you get an email that is upsetting, wait 24 hours before sending a response. By using this simple rule, so much friction and negativity can begin to disappear. It took time, but finally, this was a tool I could use and I could understand. Also, at meetings, I continued to hear one of the most important teachings of them all. The words, quote, acceptance is the answer to all our problems today, unquote. Big Book, page 47. Just as with everything else, it took me a long, long time to understand and put those words into practice. Even now, when I no longer am as active in AA as I used to be, I think about those words each day. At about 6 years of recovery, I had a moment that I would call my bottom in control and lack of acceptance. I had been dating a guy for about 2 months when he broke up with me. I went into hysterics and sobbed for about 24 hours, so much that he was afraid to ask me to leave. After 24 hours, he finally said, I can't do this anymore. At that moment, I realized that I was crying to control him and get him to take me back. I wasn't crying because I was heartbroken. The funny thing was, our relationship was really not very good. This experience was eye-opening for me. And in the years that followed, I started understanding more about how my own resistance was really the culprit in so many of my life difficulties. The more I spent building my spiritual meditation practice, the easier it became for me to have an awareness of my own behavior, especially my reaction to life. Of course, the default setting, the resistance still lived in me, but I learned to pause and become more attentive of my thoughts and my actions. As the years went by, my outlook shifted. I didn't always have to be right. I didn't have to always have my way. I could accept and I could move on. I no longer wanted to try to manipulate or control anyone with my behavior. Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender by Dr. David R. Hawkins. But still, it wasn't until many years later that I came to fully understand that in fact surrender is a state of being rather than something that I had to consider with my thoughts and with my mind. It was about 5 years ago when a book showed up in my Amazon suggestions that completely changed my life. It became my Bible. The book was Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender by Dr. David R. Hawkins. I read it and the concept made so much sense to me. Intellectually, I still could not apply the principles without effort. I read it over and over again until finally my children started teasing me. Oh, Mom, are you reading that yellow book again? For some reason, I kept going back to that book, and in the end, I must have read it about 13 times. That's how long it took me to assimilate the teachings into my entire being, into my subconscious and unconscious mind, grasping the concepts in a way that they were no longer actions or thoughts, but they became part of my being. Dr. Hawkins explains that in order for true surrender to happen, one has to recognize our own emotions fully, and we have to let our feelings live their life and have their process within us. When a negative feeling arises, we have to consciously allow the feeling to surface and be acknowledged. The tricky thing here is to just observe those feelings without trying to fix or act or discuss them in any way. It is key to let the feelings be, let them live their lifespan, and live out the needed process. The most important thing in this practice is that if something bothers you and triggers you, let it be. It was through my own meditation practice that I was able to be ready for this process. Earlier on, my emotions and feelings were like cobwebs and clutter in an old attic, and it would have been impossible for me to single out one emotion to observe and have an awareness of. But after years of practice, I was able to treat each emotion as an object, which I believe was key to my practice of surrender. It was also important for me to reflect on why negative emotions and resistance existed within me. I would ask myself things like, what is it within me that is resisting right now? What is it that is triggered? I was able to witness the resistance and become aware that it was actually happening. These days, I become immediately aware of this resistance in my own body. I can actually feel resistance. Once this awareness is there, there is an opportunity for a shift. Once the resistance is recognized, I could begin the process of surrender. The process is hard physical work and takes time and practice. I started with surrendering smaller things and slowly moved on to the larger issues. For example, when I would be triggered and upset, sometimes I would force myself to sit down and just say, I am angry now. By saying how I felt out loud, I allowed myself to feel and bring awareness to my emotions. Gradually, their hold on me would dissolve. What I also learned and later on discovered, and as Dr. Hawkins describes, no matter what it is, the negative feeling will reside. They always will. Depending on the severity of the negative feeling and how deeply ingrained it is in our unconscious, sometimes it takes a second, and sometimes it will take days, but they always go away. This concept really stuck with me, and I've practiced with it so much now that I know that it's in fact true. Now I expect it. In fact, now most things are surrendered even before they come into my conscious mind. It's like a muscle that has been worked over the years, and now surrender happens automatically. Sometimes it takes more conscious awareness, but there is a knowing, a trust, that I really have to do nothing. Whatever is supposed to happen has already been planned out, and I have no control over it. The surrender is already there within me, and it has become a natural state I live in. And through this process, I have finally grasped what Dr. Hawkins claims. Surrender is the ultimate door to awakening. What it's like now. Meditation has paved the way for me to practice this teaching, and it also created the foundation I needed to trust the surrender process. In meditation, we discover that beyond all our emotions and negative feelings lies an energy, a loving force that holds us and nurtures us. Without this piece, I don't know if I would have understood how to let go. Now I have something to surrender to and faith that everything will be all right and that I am taken care of. I've understood that the energy has been there all along, guiding me, whether or not things turn out the way I want or not. I could have never imagined that surrender would be the ultimate teaching for me, a state of being completely free and unattached to the goings-on of everyday life. It's not like I'm detached and aloof. Instead, I am more present and engaged than ever before. For me, surrender results in a place of presence that I can only describe as a feeling of home. It is a connection with the soul that I had been looking for my whole life. And I found the key in the practice of surrender. Thank you for listening.